Well, let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 22. We shall sing Psalm 22. And we shall sing from the beginning. Verses 1 to 6. Psalm number 22. My God, my God, why hast thou me forsaken? Why so far art thou from helping me and from my words that roaring are? We sing these opening verses. Psalm number 22, 1 to 6. We shall read some verses in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and some verses at the beginning of the chapter 11 in Matthew. It came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went you out for to see? A prophet, yes, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah who was to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now let us join together in prayer. Eternal God, our heavenly Father, holy and exalted God, before whom the holy angels veil their faces and bow in humiliation and obeisance, before whom all things are naked, perfectly understood, from beginning to the end, no secrets, no mysteries, hidden from thy sight. And we confess that we are children of a day, with only a brief span of life, and very limited circumstances in life. We only travel in a very limited space, and in the scriptures we are reminded that God transcends time and space, and that all of creation cannot contain God, and the heavens of heavens are as nothing in his sight, and all things are, as it were, as a drop in the bucket and as grasshoppers upon the earth. And we, O God, are so impressed so often by things around us, by mighty men and mighty women, by boastful speeches, by so many things that we regard as important and great, and in the light of Scripture and in the light of eternity, all things fade away, O God, into secondary importance. And while it is true that we live upon the earth and must take our share in service and in the community live as others in a sense live, yet we recognize, O God, that in the gospel something has transformed us and made us citizens of heaven and not only of earth. And our hope is in heaven, our true citizenship, where we really, truly belong, is in heaven, not on the earth. We are pilgrims and strangers. We are passing through. And so often, O God, we wish, as it were, to settle down here and are reluctant to leave the earth. And sometimes even for believers in Christ, death has terror. And these things ought not to be. So as we gather around the scriptures this morning, O Lord, help us to value that voice that speaks to us in the written scriptures and that tells us of another world that is real now, heavenly things, unseen things, but real things, and also the world that is to come, this world that is now in the glory, is to be revealed in the last day, and to be the world in the last day. So we come this morning to worship, and help us, Lord, to bow down and to veil our faces and to cover our mouth, as it were, as well as covering our feet, because we are conscious of our depravity and our proneness to say too much and to be so quick to speak sometimes of things of which we have very little understanding, and we don't get things right a lot of the time, and we speak out of turn, and we make quick replies without even knowing the full significance of the questions that are posed to us. And so we confess, O God, our need for restraint. And the gospel tells us to be wise. It tells us that only gracious words are to proceed out of our lips. And may this be so. And so, Heavenly Father, as we read the scriptures and hear the scriptures this morning, we are glad that there are those scriptures which are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Because to whom else can we go? He has the words of eternal life. And to where else can we go than the scriptures? But they record for us the words of eternal life. And so help us this morning to listen well and learn of Christ and learn his place in the scriptures and to learn how it is that the scriptures bear witness to him. So we pray the blessing of God upon us as we try to worship and as we try to witness once again. We remember our loved ones always. We pray for our families, our friends, those with whom we have special relationships, special affections, special responsibilities. And we pray for them again. And always we remember our rulers. We are commanded to pray for all in authority. And so we do so in these days, O God, when the authorities ruling over the world seem to be almost, as it were, going mad, where they speak irrationality and foolishness so often, and fear-mongering, and Christianity is increasingly neglected and ignored by them, as though it were of no relevance, a trifling matter, another religion to trouble the world, belonging to a past age and to a primitive place and time. And so we pray that we would remember that the word of the Lord endures. It is powerful and quick. It is the way that God, the living God, saves sinners. And all who believe and take seriously the message of the scriptures, they are delivered from so great a death and brought into so great a glory. Help us, Heavenly Father, then, to value our time around the word as we read it, as we sing it, as we listen to it, as we read it together. And all for God's glory we pray, and this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in the Gospel according to Luke, and the final chapter in Luke's Gospel. And we're going to read again this famous story of Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And we can begin to read at verse 13 in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. And behold, two of them went that same day, the day of the resurrection, to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And as they talked together of all these things which had happened, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were blinded, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another, as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had seen also a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them, which were with us, went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O foolish and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke, and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Then they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached to in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Now, the notices are once again the usual brief comments. The afternoon service at 4:30, and Wednesday, of course, 7 p.m. and next Lord's Day, the usual hours, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. We are adhering to these times for the present during our inability to gather in the church. We know that the COVID restrictions are continually easing, and even those, I understand, who have not been vaccinated are now given certain liberties to attend church with others. But we have difficulties at the present time with our scaffolding and safety issues that have not really been finally resolved. Hopefully they will be resolved before the end of the year. But at the present time, we're still recording. And so we invite you to listen in and make use of what we have during these difficult times. And we welcome, of course, all those who will join with us in these messages. Well, we continue in Psalm 22 from verse 7, and we sing 7 to 13.